what an air conditioner without an outdoor unit means and how window and portable units exhaust heat and drain water. An air conditioner without an outdoor unit often means an all-in-one air conditioner with the cooling equipment housed in a single unit, not a product that does not expel heat outdoors. Window units discharge heat through the rear of the unit, while portable units use an exhaust hose, and condensate handling methods vary by model and environment. No outdoor unit usually means there is no separate outdoor unit, not that indoor heat is not expelled outdoors. A window air conditioner releases heat from the rear of the unit positioned outside the window, while a portable air conditioner sends hot air outside through an exhaust hose. If a portable air conditioner is operated in cooling mode without an exhaust hose, the total amount of heat indoors will not decrease, and the room may become hotter over time. Even with a self-evaporation function, the water tank may need to be emptied or continuous drainage may be required in highly humid environments during dehumidification or under certain operating conditions. Before installation, check the product manual for required clearance around the exhaust vent, the permitted hose length, the drainage method, and the conditions under which operation stops when the tank is full. Air conditioners without an outdoor unit is not an official name for a cooling method, but rather an expression describing products that do not require a separate outdoor unit. Standard window and portable air conditioners must still release the heat absorbed indoors to the outside. The difference is not whether the heat is eliminated, but where the cooling components are located and through what path the heat is discharged. What air conditioner without an outdoor unit actually means a standard split air conditioner connects an indoor unit and an outdoor unit with refrigerant lines. The evaporator in the indoor unit absorbs heat from the room, while the condenser in the outdoor unit releases that heat into the outside air. By contrast, window and portable air conditioners contain major components such as the compressor, evaporator, condenser, and fan in a single housing. It is therefore more accurate to describe them as follows. Self-contained air conditioner without a separate outdoor unit. An accurate description air conditioner that does not require heat discharge. An inaccurate description for standard refrigerant-based air conditioner requiring no installation whatsoever. A description that should be treated with caution as exhaust, window sealing, and drainage work may be required. Refrigerant-based air conditioners also operate differently from evaporative air coolers, which cool airflow through the evaporation of water. An evaporative air cooler may not require a separate exhaust hose, but it can increase humidity and should not be regarded as a device that lowers the temperature of an enclosed room in the same way as a refrigerant-based air conditioner. Where does indoor heat go during cooling? In an air conditioner's evaporator, the refrigerant absorbs heat from the indoor air. The compressor uses electricity to compress the refrigerant, and the condenser releases the absorbed heat outdoors in the form of hot air. In simplified terms, the energy flow is as follows. Heat released outdoors equals heat absorbed indoors plus electrical energy consumed by the compressor and other components therefore. If only cold air is directed into the room, while the heat generated by the condenser is released into the same room, the entire indoor space cannot be cooled continuously. If a portable air conditioner's exhaust hose is not connected, cool air may come out of the front, but heat released from the rear and the device's power consumption may actually make the room as a whole warmer. Heat discharge structures of window and portable air conditioners. Category: window air conditioner, portable air conditioner unit location, window frame, or window opening, indoor floor heat discharge path, rear of the unit facing outside the window, exhaust hose, connected to a window or similar opening. Cool air supply front outlet facing indoors front or top outlet on the unit main installation requirements securing the unit. Window panel, ceiling gaps, outdoor clearance for heat dissipation, exhaust hose, window kit, ceiling gaps, drainage conditions, portability limited mobility after. Installation can be moved on wheels, but the exhaust must be connected each time. Typical causes of reduced performance: obstructed rear heat dissipation, window frame gaps, improper installation angle, long hose, bent hose, heated hose, infiltration of outside air, window air conditioners, a window air. Conditioner separates the indoor and outdoor sides of the unit within a single housing. The front facing indoors releases cool air, while the rear outside the window releases heat from the condenser. If the rear remains indoors or is excessively obstructed by curtains, insect screens, walls, or other objects, heat may not dissipate properly. The outdoor clearance and compatible window specifications required by the manufacturer must be followed. Whether the unit needs to be installed at an angle for drainage varies by product, so users should not create an arbitrary tilt or drill holes in the unit. Portable air conditioners, because the entire body of a portable air conditioner remains indoors, air heated by the condenser is discharged outside through a hose. If the exhaust hose is long or sharply bent, air resistance and heat released from the hose surface can increase, reducing performance. A single hose system uses some indoor air to cool the condenser and then discharges it outside. This process lowers the pressure inside the room, potentially drawing hot outside air through gaps around doors or windows. A dual hose system can reduce this pressure issue by separating outside air intake from hot air exhaust, but the actual structure and performance must be checked for each product. Why condensate and drainage occur when warm, humid indoor air passes over the cold evaporator? Water vapor in the air condenses into droplets. This water is condensate. The amount of water produced during cooling varies according to the following conditions. It may increase as indoor relative humidity rises. Drainage may be required more frequently in dehumidification mode than in cooling mode. Water may accumulate quickly during the rainy season, in underground spaces, or in rooms where laundry is drying. It also varies according to the set temperature, operating time, airflow, and product design. Meaning of the self-evaporation function: a self-evaporation or drain-free function refers to a structure that sends some of the condensate to the condenser side, evaporates it, and discharges it outdoors with the exhaust air. However, this term does not guarantee that water will never need to be emptied under any conditions. If the air is very humid or the amount of condensate exceeds the unit's evaporation capacity, water may accumulate in the internal tank. Some products require a continuous drain hose to be connected in dehumidification mode. Certain models stop the compressor and display a full tank indicator when the tank fills, and cooling resumes only after the water has been drained. Condensate handling in window air conditioners. Some window units allow condensate to drain naturally from the rear, while others use a bottom fan or slinger ring to splash water onto the condenser for heat dissipation and evaporation. Water may pool or make splashing sounds during normal operation, but acceptable levels vary by model. Drilling a drainage hole without authorization may affect heat dissipation performance, leak prevention structures, or warranty terms. The drainage instructions in the manual for the specific model must always take priority. Items to check in the product manual: do not assume a product requires no installation or no drainage based only on its name. Check the installation and drainage sections of the manual. Exhaust and installation conditions: check whether an exhaust hose is mandatory. Check the permitted hose length and minimum bend radius. Check whether the hose may be extended. Unauthorized extensions may increase exhaust resistance. Check the required clearance between the exhaust outlet and obstacles, such as walls or insect screens. Check whether the window kit fits the shape and size of the window where it will be installed. Check how the area around the window panel should be sealed and what accessories are required. For window units, check how the unit must be secured, the fall prevention requirements, and the permitted installation angle. Drainage conditions, drainage methods for each operating mode, including cooling, dehumidification, and heating, whether an internal water tank is present, and its capacity full tank indicator codes, and how the unit operates when the tank is full purpose of the lower or upper drain outlet inner. Diameter and installation height of the continuous drain hose, whether the drain hose requires a natural downward slope, how to dry the interior, or remove residual water. Before ending use, water removal and filter cleaning procedures before winter storage, many products rely on gravity rather than a pump for continuous drainage. In these products, water may flow backward or drainage may stop if the hose rises above the drain outlet or sags in the middle. Common installation mistakes that reduce cooling performance: operating in cooling mode without connecting the exhaust hose, extending the hose unnecessarily, or bending it multiple times, placing the hot exhaust hose near the indoor intake, failing to seal large gaps around the window kit, obstructing the outdoor intake or exhaust vents of a window air conditioner, using the unit in a space significantly larger than its recommended coverage area, leaving the door open, or allowing air to mix freely with other spaces, failing to clean the filter and heat exchanger, obstructing airflow repeatedly, restarting the unit after a full tank warning without checking the cause for portable units. Not only the exhaust hose, but also outside air re-entering through gaps around the window adds to the cooling load. It is important to install the hose as short and straight as possible and seal the edges of the window panel. Criteria to compare before purchase: item to check why it should be checked, rated cooling capacity and recommended coverage area. If the unit does not match the room size and heat load, it may be difficult to reach the target temperature. Power consumption and efficiency ratings: even at the same cooling capacity, power consumption and testing standards may differ. Single hose or dual hose system: this affects indoor pressure and patterns of outside air infiltration. Maximum noise level: perceived noise may be high because the compressor and fan are indoors. Window kit specifications: depending on the window structure, such as sliding or casement windows, the standard kit may not be usable. Drainage method: this determines maintenance frequency in humid environments or during dehumidification operation. Installation space for the hose and unit: this affects foot traffic, furniture placement, and clearance around the exhaust outlet. Accessibility of the filter and drain outlet: this determines ease of cleaning and maintenance before long-term storage. When comparing cooling capacities or efficiency figures across different products, check whether they use the same testing standards and units. For portable air conditioners in particular, displayed figures may vary depending on how heat generated during exhaust and outside air infiltration are taken into account. Key takeaways: an air conditioner without an outdoor unit should be understood not as an air conditioner that does not discharge heat, but as an air conditioner that combines the roles of the indoor and outdoor units in a single housing. A window unit exposes the rear of its housing to the outdoors, while a portable unit requires an exhaust hose connected to the outside through a window. A self-evaporation function also does not completely eliminate the possibility of drainage. Because actual installation and maintenance methods vary by product, decisions should be based on the exhaust clearances, hose conditions, drainage methods for each operating mode, and full tank shutdown conditions specified in the manual for the relevant model, rather than on advertising claims.